Hey, everybody, it's morning in Arizona. It's kind of afternoon already where we're headed in beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. I've got with me today Kyle Berner. He's got a great company and a great story called Feel Goods. He is the founder and guru. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Alan? Good morning.
Good. It's good on my side of the world, although it's a little chilly today, but it's interesting now that we moved to Arizona. No one here complains about cold because those 110 degree days are coming.
Right.
Right. It's right. Like you guys in humidity, right?
Oh, it's ridiculous. The humidity here is totally bonkers.
Yeah. And you know, it's coming. So the days when it's something different, it's like nobody complains in New Orleans about the other weather, right?
That's right. Yeah.
By the way, I've been there several times, not recently, but I got to tell you, one of the best walking towns. So to me, New Orleans is a grinning town. You know, it's like a moving story that you can walk through, right?
That's a great way to describe it. There is a spirit and an energy here that is just like a moving storyline.
Yeah. A good friend of mine, Jill Hadler, she runs the Waldorf downtown. Do you know it?
Okay. And I know the Waldorf. Sure. I don't know Jill, but I know the Waldorf.
Yeah. It's a great facility. It's massive. It's just a huge property, but we always talk about New Orleans stuff too. So I'm glad, but I know we want to talk about other stuff today, but you just had your Johnson & Johnson one shot. And then we talked, I had the Moderna. It's going to be a two shot, but you didn't feel anything. It was one shot. And you were done, right?
One and done. A little bit of sore arm, like a little bit of fatigue, but it really wasn't bad. So I've got my cape on. I'm ready to fly.
Well, look, at you would, even if you only were getting a regular flu shot, you would have had those same symptoms anyway. So,
right.
You know, the more I talk to people about virology, right, a word we've never used before the last year in our entire lives, it is amazing. And I laugh at this when I think about the people who've become experts in virus and which shot and how long. And I have to tell you, the more people I talk to and the more I learn, the more I realize nobody knows squat.
That's so true.
Right? Now, for people like you and I who are traveling a lot, mm-hmm. You're going to have the card, right? People are going to start requesting that you show you've been vaccinated. I just don't see there's any other way around it. Do you?
No, I agree. It's going to be like a passport kind of.
Yeah.
I actually have it in my passport as we speak.
Yeah. Well, because now you carry your passport all the time as well. So
right.
Whatever. Show your damn ID and quit bitching about it, right?
Right.
Hey, one of the things, for our listeners who don't know, I've known Kyle and his team for a number of years, although I'm glad they came in with a sponsorship this year. And Kyle, if you remember when I met you at iSpot, I don't remember how many years ago. The thing I was attracted to was about your artisan story. Can you tell our listeners, you know, how you started and what the story is? Because to me, that's one of the coolest. I mean, your products are great, but the other part of Feel Goods is that you just have a great story. So tell us the story, please.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it all happened. Feel Goods was all inspired by my time backpacking in Thailand. So basically the story goes that I was walking in a night market, just searching for some street food, and my one and only pair of flip-flops busted. I had like the flip-flop strap blowout, like a lot of people have. Well, the problem was that I had no other shoes with me. That was my one and only pair. So I started shopping for a new pair of flip-flops, and I came across this display that looked like a huge tree with flip-flops hanging from the branches of this tree. And I thought it was a really interesting looking display. So I walked up and I tried them on, and they were the most comfortable flip-flops I'd ever put on my feet. And I'm a flip-flop guy. I mean, I've tried every brand out there you can imagine. But I was so curious about the comfort that I asked the vendor in my very broken Thai, why is there this tree here and why are they so comfortable? Well, I learned that they were made from premium natural rubber kept from rubber trees in southern Thailand. Well, I love that idea. So I hopped on a bus, went to southern Thailand, and learned about the whole process. And along the way, met these rubber farmers. They're these rubber farmers that have an entire economy based upon, extracting natural rubber from the tree. So this concept of a high quality, comfortable, sustainability oriented you know, artisan-driven brand came to life in Feel Goods. And that was over 10 years ago. So I just started in my parents' backyard in New Orleans, sold a few hundred pair, and just have pressed the go button and haven't stopped since. So the brand really is based upon this artisan story, whether it's in Thailand or Vietnam or India or Nepal. We have that artisan element behind every single one of our products. And so that's a big part of the DNA of Feel Goods.
Okay, let me bring our listeners up to speed. So one of the things I love, and you talk about this on your website too, that you guys use premium rubber, you work with co-ops, et cetera, et cetera. But mm-hmm. what makes rubber premium or natural? What is it that gives it the oomph that Feel Goods has?
It's the weather. So really, in Thailand, the climate is perfect. It's a tropical climate. And if you have the perfect climate like Thailand does, you know, there's two things. The rubber that's extracted from the tree is directly related. The quality of that is directly related to having tropical weather. On the other side of that, you basically turn that fresh rubber into rubber sheets. And what we do is we actually steam the sheets in like greenhouses, basically. And doing it that way gives it this amazing buttery soft cushioning that is unrivaled on the marketplace. Traditionally, the rubber sheets are, you know, basically put into a huge oven, and it can basically you know degrade the quality to an extent. But steaming them like we do, not only does it give it that buttery soft squishiness, but it also really helps us with creating the various colors that we use in our flip-flops. And so that's why it's the highest quality, is because of where the rubber comes from and how it's treated afterwards.
Okay, Rel, and I remember putting them on and thinking I was standing on carpet, but I was on the hard floor, right? In the convention center.
Yeah.
And I like also you guys, because vegan is kind of critical to even a lot of people who are not vegan eaters sometimes live a, what I'd call a partial vegan lifestyle. And you guys use the vegan uppers, if I remember as well, correct?
We do, yeah. It's just, you know, the leather tannery business can be quite dirty. And so we just wanted to find an alternative that was as durable and comfortable as real leather, but just done in an alternative way. And so that's why we use that.
Look, I think you're going to have a new tagline for your business, because you used an expression that stuck in my head when you said it's the weather. So I think it should now be Feel Goods. It's the weather.
There we go.
I love it. Okay. Couple other things. You mentioned that aside from Thailand, you're producing in other countries, right? In Southeast Asia as well.
We are. So Thailand, Vietnam. So in Vietnam, we work with fabric weaving co-ops there to make a lot of our house slippers. So it's this amazing fabric that's woven on these antique looms. And the craft is like something you've never seen before. And so we use that fabric for our house slippers. And then also we do work with artisans and weavers and hand knitters in both India and Nepal as well.
Got it. Okay. I just want to make sure we covered most of the subcontinent of Southeast Asia. When you deal with the people down there, is there a question about how do they get paid or their working conditions? And, you know, a lot of that is so prevalent today. Does that come up as part of the conversation?
Sure, it does. And so what we use are the principles behind the Fair Trade Federation. We basically pull the principles from there. And when we go and meet with the farmers and the artisans and the weavers, that is part of the conversation, and it's a big part of our mission. And you know, one example of that is, you know, we're a member of the Fair Rubber Association, which basically ensures the fair price per kilo of rubber that we purchase. A lot of times they can be undercut by middlemen or brokers, and so us dealing direct trade and going trade direct really helps us to, that, that's just one example of how we can help to maintain, you know, living wages, basically.
I know the Spa Channel has accepted you so well. We talk about Montage and Ojai and Blackberry. I mean, these are the kind of places other people look up to. Is your story important to them when you tell them your story?
I think it's one of the most important parts of it, because we're doing something in a really sort of thoughtful, conscious way that resonates with people and resonates with the guests of those properties. And so if you have an item that is completely zero waste and that uses recycled motorcycle tires, for example, and they know that through a partnership with us, they're also taking a step in a positive direction, and then they can communicate that to their guests, it makes all the difference. And then to be able to back that up with an actual product that checks all the boxes, is the icing on the cake there. So I think that's why it's resonating so well.
Yeah, I love it. On top of the fact you make great products, that's just secondary to the great story about how you make everything, et cetera, et cetera. I love it. Also, I think even for people like me, like where it was made, how it was made, I never really used to think of that stuff. But in the last few, well, I'll give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Okay, so people say, oh, you're living in the desert, it's hot. They forget how cold it gets in the desert here at night as well. So we wanted to buy some of those. You've seen them in restaurants around the globe, infrared heaters, right, that produce outdoor heat. Not the Rolly ones, but we wanted some that were attached to the house. Mm-hmm. The first thing I did is go online and look for the Made in America units, just to see if, sure, are these going to come from China, or are they coming from India or Mexico, or do they come from the US? Because if given the opportunity, I like buying close to home. Now in your story, we just don't make sandals like that in the US. So it's a non-event, but it's kind of the first thing I read when I went to your website was about your artisan story. So just so you know, I love it. It's a great story. People should go to, it's feelgoods, feelgoodz.com. That's Zed if you're Canadian. Kyle, can you talk about, you have some new products coming out. I think people are really interested to hear about them. Can you address that, please?
Sure. Yeah, we have a couple new product collections that are launching this spring. One of them is called Zen Soul, which if you go to our website right now, you'd be able to see that. But that is our reimagined vegan leather sandal category. So essentially, what we've done is we've taken the midsole and used yoga mat cushioning. So it's got a really, really good bounce to it when you sink your feet into that sandal. And then the outsole is a combination of natural rubber and recycled rice husks, which gives it amazing traction, durability, but also flexibility when you walk. And so it's really giving for your feet. So we've crafted something that when you sink your feet into, you're going to find immediate comfort. And then on the flip side of it, you're going to find amazing durability and flexibility as well. And then also we are launching a whole line of slides called Easy Day Slides, which are what we call our lifestyle slides. And that also uses our Zen Soul outsole and yoga mat cushioning. And the strap is just a strap that goes across the foot. It doesn't go between the toes, because I know that not everybody likes a flip-flop that goes between the toes. So this particular sandal is a strap that goes over the foot. Cannot wait to see the response to that collection as well.
Oh my God, I love, now I'm looking at Zen Soul on your website. That's the kind of thick cushioning I like in my sandals. And I know what you're talking about, the mid strap between the toes, because if people have not worn sandals their whole life, it's a bizarre, weird kind of rubbing feeling.
Totally.
That takes time. People have to remember, you rarely buy a new pair of shoes and start wearing them every single day. I mean, you got to get used to wearing new shoes.
Totally.
Not that they should be the wrong size and you're going to get used to them. They still have to be the right size, correct?
And so different people, there's a potential break-in period, for example, for people with wearing flip-flops, especially if they're not used to wearing them all the time. You know, I wear flip-flops all the time. So, the break-in period for me has long passed, but But yeah, what I would just say is with any sandal or flip flop, you just gotta give it a little time to break in, and most importantly, mold to your feet, because once it does, that's the Mecca moment right there.
Right. How do these support it? I can't necessarily see from the pictures, but I've read about your arch support and stuff. Yeah. How do you build that into a sandal so you have arch support?
So the first thing we do is we consulted with a podiatrist about what the features needed were. So the two main things that we do is we have called an arch cookie, which supports the arch of your feet. And then also it's called a heel cup, so that your heel sits into the back of the sandal properly. So the whole thing is contoured. And then with the arch support and the heel cup, those are the main elements that we use that we feel provide the best comfort.
Okay. Don't let me tell you how to reinvent your website, because I love what you're doing and it's crystal clear. But I like the story about podiatrist and why you support. If it was me, Kyle, I'd add that into my story as well, because I'm 62. I know you think I'm 42, but I'm really 62. But I noticed it's hard for me to walk barefoot around the house.
Sure.
You know, I need to put on some Zen soles. I need things with support. So I'm always looking to read about what the support mechanism is. And that's a good part of your story.
Yeah, makes total sense.
Talk to me about this year, and where are people going to find you? Do you have, are you doing East or West? Are you going to be at iSpar? You're going to GSN. Tell me what's on the schedule for you this year.
Sure. So we'll be going to GSN in
October. You're right.
October. Yeah. And we also will be going to the Natural Products Expo East, and that's in Philadelphia. That's our main show for Feel Goods, because our biggest customer is Whole Foods Market. And speaking of where you can buy the products right now, if you were to go into just about any of your local Whole Foods, you'll be able to find our product. And we'll be stocking them with a lot more product as the season goes on, but you can find them there. You can find us online, but then in person, we'll start traveling again. And Expo East and Greenspun Network are the two main ones this year.
Wonderful. And you have your shot, so you're not afraid to go.
That's right.
Kyle, they're in down here in Arizona. It looks like Whole Foods, but it's called Sprouts. Do you know it?
Oh, I know Sprouts very well.
Good. Yeah. Are they carrying your product?
They will actually, we'll be sending a lot of masks from India. We did a mask project. So we'll be doing a three pack of masks for all the Sprouts stores across the country. So, and they also carry, not this season, but they typically carry our flip flops. And then in the fall, winter time, they carry slippers and knitwear. So
good, because Sprouts is now my wife's favorite Instacart delivery place, because everything is so fresh there, right?
Oh, it's a great store.
It's a great store. They have a huge section too on books and natural products and stuff. I mean, I almost want to say it's like a kind of a grocery store, drug store combination of good stuff. I like it myself. I'm not the grocery shopper in the house, but I like going to Sprouts.
Yeah, a lot of Sprouts in Arizona.
Very cool. We've been speaking today with Kyle Berner. He is the founder of Feel Goods. You can find them at feelgoodz.com. They have amazing products. They've got the Zen Soul coming out and the
Easy Day Slides.
Easy Day Slides. So they're doing really cool stuff. And if you put it on, it'll make you smile. It'll be smile goods, not feel goods on your feet as well. Kyle, can't wait to see you and Ann and the team again. Unfortunately, this year hasn't been great for us, but we know we're going to get around to it, right?
Yeah, can't wait to see you too, Alan.
All right. Thank you for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Have a good one.
And friends, please remember, be kind to one another.